Wes Anderson's new animated puppet movie is called Isle of Dogs. Now, I'm saying that carefully, because if you say Isle of Dogs quickly, it comes out sounding a lot like I love dogs. And of course, I only feel okay about dogs, but Wes Anderson really likes them. Critic Bob Mondello says the director is also fond of movie classics.
Filmmaker Wes Anderson makes contraptions as much as he makes movies, little cinematic worlds that look as if they've been conceived as dollhouses and that operate by their own peculiar rules. Think Fantastic Mr. Fox or The Grand Budapest Hotel. And then think again, because this one is, well, more so. It asks you to imagine a Japanese city where dogs have been banned after an outbreak of snout fever. The mayor, a dead ringer for Seven Samurai star Toshiro Mifune, has exiled all dogs to an offshore garbage dump that's a dead ringer for the one in Pixar's WALL-E. It's called Trash Island, and it's populated entirely by dogs, hungry, grouchy dogs.
I don't think I can stomach any more of this garbage.
Exactly.
An on-screen note says that while human speech won't be translated, all barking will be rendered in English, helpful when, say, dogs approach a bag of fresh garbage spoiling for a fight.
Wait a second. Before we attack each other and tear ourselves to shreds like a pack of maniacs, let's just open the sack first and see what's actually in it. It might not even be worth the trouble.
Maybe.
Hi.
A rancid apple core, two worm-eaten banana peels, a moldy rice cake, a dried-up pickle, tin of sardine, bones, a pile of broken eggshells, an old smushed-up rotten gizzard with maggots all over it.
Okay, it's worth it.
That last voice is Bryan Cranston, top dog among the film's best-in-show vocal talent. Jeff Goldblum, Bill Murray, Edward Norton.
You're Rex. You're king. You're duke. You're boss.
I'm chief. We're a pack of scary, indestructible alpha dogs.
Indestructible to a point. The mayor has decided to rid even Trash Island of dogs, a plan that has his 12-year-old ward, Atari, desperately crash-landing a turboprop plane on the island to save his exiled pooch, Spot. The visual style for all this is a mix of retro robotics, origami, 19th century Japanese woodcuts, 20th century model train sets, and something I'm hesitant to call pup. A tree, but I kind of can't resist. Handmade hounds surrounded by trash, detailed enough to make you want to stop the stop action entirely, so you can examine, say, a doggy crate mountain, or a hideout constructed of cast-off sake bottles, or the sheen of a former show dog's once silky coat, as voiced by Scarlett Johansson. Nutmeg,
will you help him?
Is Lady to Chief's tramp,
the little pilot,
and Chief is Bogey to her Bacall.
Why should I?
Because he's a 12-year-old boy. Dogs love those.
For all the sly movie jokes and intricate visuals, the one thing this film isn't is cutesy. These mutts are scruffy critters who absolutely look like they've been living on a trash heap. They have matted fur, fleas, scabs from fighting.
Sheesh, Igor, I think he chewed your ear off.
There's also a political subtext that's unusual for Wes Anderson, an anti-science government hiding the findings of its own scientists, a militaristic leader trying to tamp down student protests. Nothing dogmatic, more bark than bite, perhaps, but it's there. On the other paw, you can enjoy the film just for its laid-back vocals, toy box visuals, and quirky haikus that never descend into, forgive me, doggerel. In case I've not made it clear, I love Isle of Dogs. I'm Bob Mondello.